Hi, and welcome to the Halloween episode. I'm Kelsey.
I'm Sean.
This is a podcast in which we talk about the spooky, fun, Halloween-themed TV shows of your youth, our generation's youth.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Our generation's youth.
Yeah, you know. I don't want to assume that you're in our age demographic, which is apparently 28 through 34.
Yeah, look at her with her stats. I'm so impressed.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, thank you to Anchor FM. Not an ad yet. Yeah. I don't know. I'm deciding if I want to set up ads. Anyway,
let's today, do it because you know I'm ready to cash in on this game. I'm ready for a grotesque amount of wealth to come pouring in.
Get ready for about 37 cents.
Let's do it.
It's gonna happen to us. Get ready for that windfall of pennies.
I'm looking forward to it.
So today we are talking about Roseanne, season 5, episode 7, I believe. It is Halloween 4, right? That's yes. That Roman numeral.
Yeah, I wrote 4 too, and I remember writing that. I'm like, I hope I'm fucking right. So if we both think it's 4, we should be good.
Yeah, I believe in us. We're only like kind of dumb. So this aired October 27th, 1992.
Damn.
Which explains all the flannel.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the 90s were a very flannel time for me. For me, I'm still going strong with it. I can't help it. Old habits die hard.
Yeah, I'm with you, bud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a big flannel person as well. It's because we're big Halloween people.
I think so.
That's why, you know? It all comes full circle.
I think we're fall people. We want to be cozy. And also, like, neither of us really outgrew the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sitting here in a fucking Pavement t-shirt, like, you know, we're stuck.
I got my Simpsons thing going on, so.
Yeah, so okay, I guess that comes down to it, and with that comes a lot of flannel
pretty much. Yeah, also, like, when I was in college, flannel had a really big, like, resurgence movement, because that was right. When all that, like, folk music had like a new twist on thing. It was a lot of those hey ho songs and like, yeah.
there was a big resurgence of hey ho folk rock songs. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I was into it. I'm not. This is not a diss on, like, you know, the Lumineers or whatever.
I would never disparage the Lumineers or, you know, two gallants, what have you.
Oh my god. Let's get into it, man.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love the hell out of it. I love Roseanne. Roseanne the human, I do not love. She is a MAGA hat wearing, like, nutball.
Yes. There's no avoiding that very clear fact that she is a MAGA hat doting fucking nutball. But I don't think she always was. She also, like, lives on, like, a macadamia plantation in Hawaii or some shit.
Yes. There was a reality show about it. I watched an episode.
That's really cool. If she just, like, never, you know, tweeted racist things or brought up politics and just, like, it's like, oh, and all we knew about Roseanne is she was on a macadamia farm in Hawaii, she'd have nothing to worry about.
No, she would just be rolling in her Roseanne money.
And we would love her all the same.
You know what? First of all, I blame the fact that we know that she's like this on how everyone wants to do remakes of everything. Because even though, like, you and I are both, like, pretty firmly stuck in our same taste from 25 years ago.
Of course.
You know, I don't want to see a remake of everything that I liked when I was a child.
I could not agree with you more. I mean, I believe, like, shows end for a reason, books end for a reason. You don't need to remake anything.
No.
Like, I get mad when a character I love in a show dies and then you find out they're not dead. Sometimes things need to end. Sometimes bands need to break up. Sometimes shows need to stop fucking filming because everything gets bad eventually. So I am all with you on that.
Yes, everything gets bad eventually. Like, if you are sad when a show ends, like, then you know it was a good show. You know?
Yeah.
And if, then you shouldn't get any more. Because one of my all-time favorite shows is Psych. And to the end, I liked it. But even I knew in my heart of hearts that, like, it kind of stopped being good.
Yeah. And there's a lot of shows like that that you convince yourself are still good. And then there's some, you know, you're like, I've been sitting with the show for 9 seasons and I need to watch every torturous moment. And, you know, those happen too. But, like,
shout out to The Office.
Yeah. And but like, hey, Jerry Seinfeld once turned down $1 million a year, an episode or something insane. It was the biggest amount of money ever turned down because he knew like the show would start getting bad if it kept going on. And I always respect that.
I respect that, but I do not respect Jerry Seinfeld. I think he's a bad comedian, and he also like notoriously dated a high schooler.
So, yes, he notoriously did date a high schooler, but every other aspect of him, I'm a very large fan of.
Okay. I can't get over the high schooler thing.
Yeah, no, that's a scar. That's a mark on your record for sure.
Yeah, shit like that. I just am like, no, I can't. I can't handle it. I can't deal with that.
Understandable.
You know, I also came into Seinfeld really late. Because I was like, anything like geared more towards kids, like I would watch, or things that were like kid adjacent, but like there was Seinfeld and there was Friends and those kind of shows. Like, my mom was in charge of the remote and she really liked Friends, and by extension, I really liked Friends, so I never watched Seinfeld.
Well, I believe it's some of the finest media of our time, but the final point is, it's good to know when to end your shit. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't know this about Roseanne if it didn't come back. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for Twitter, she would just live on her fucking macadamia nut farm.
Yeah, and that would be fucking cool. But because of that and social media, you know when everybody's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, imagine if Elvis had Twitter. Like, everyone would be like, this guy's fucking psycho. He cannot be on a stage ever again. But they didn't know what he was up to, so everybody loved him until he got old, fat, and died.
Yeah. Pretty much. Even though he, like... I mean, I love Elvis. Like, I want to get married by Elvis, like, straight up. But
yeah,
Priscilla Presley was, like, 13.
Oh, okay. They're all bad in bad that regard. There's that stink is on just about everybody.
All so bad?
Oh, because men are terrible. But, like, imagine so if he was tweeting the whole time. Imagine the things he'd post. It's, like, scary and psychotic and pervy and racist. Yeah. But we didn't know. Yeah. Nobody knew because we didn't have that access to people.
Yeah. You know who knows how to maintain a presence because she is pure and perfect?
Who?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, absolutely.
Has not missed a fucking step in, like, 60 years.
And she's someone I never liked because, like, I'm not a country fan. Like, what? And, like, I didn't have any influence from Dolly Parton as a child. But, like, 2 years ago, I realized that she was one of the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
She's one of the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you some songs that you might like.
I know. I like quite a few, but okay. Please continue because I'm hip to the scene. I'm, like, I'm down with Dolly.
I love Dolly Parton. I had a friend who had a really good icebreaker question, which was, if you had to get a person's face tattooed on your body, who would you get? Like, it's a really good first date question. And I would pick Dolly Parton hands down.
I'm going to think about who I'd do with that. I'm going to have to think about that one. I'll let you know next episode. I need to meditate on that one for a bit.
We're off track. Anyway, Roseanne. Racist nutcase. But Roseanne the show. Fantastic.
Some of the best television. Perfect. Amazing.
I haven't watched The Conners. I haven't watched the reboot scenario. I don't believe in reboots. I also don't believe in movie sequels. That may be a controversial opinion.
I love it. I am so there with you.
My boyfriend thinks I'm nuts. He's like, have you seen this movie? I'm like, you know, the answer is no. It's a sequel. I don't watch sequels. They're bad.
Almost exclusively.
I'm trying to remember a time that I haven't been disappointed by a sequel. So why on earth would I be interested in a reboot?
Yeah. Sitcoms are already walking a tightrope, you know, at any moment.
Absolutely.
But this episode was fun.
This episode, super fun. Really great. Although, back to our thing, I will say, I think Roseanne probably went on, like, one season too long. Because didn't they, like, win the lottery at the end?
Yeah, that was when that show, Jumped the Shark, is, like, you know, the accepted term for it. Yeah. They won the lottery, and it was an entire season of them being rich, and Dan, like, stepped out on her with some other chick, and then, like, the entire season ended, and it was just a dream. And, you know, listen, we deal with a lot of dream episodes on this show, but a season is fucking nuts.
Yeah. I'm excited to... I want to get your verdict on the end of this. Do you think... Not to, like, skip ahead, but do you think the ending of the show, do you think it was all a dream? Because I think it wasn't, but it was made to feel like it was all a dream.
Of course I don't think it was a dream.
Yeah, because she knew everyone's costumes.
Yeah, and if we're following Christmas Carol protocol, this was a legitimate haunting, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. We're on the same page.
We're on the same page, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we start off with Roseanne and Jackie. No. Jackie and, what's the daughter's name? I like that actor.
Darlene.
Thank you. Jackie and Darlene are in the kitchen. Jackie is carving a pumpkin and making it bloody. And she's talking about how, and we're dealing with the same theme again, Roseanne has lost the Halloween spirit. She needs Darlene to really scare her mom, which she doesn't at all. She's like, I know how to scare my mom. And then, like, proceeds to not scare her mom once the rest of the episode.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't try. Like, I mean, that's on brand, but...
Yeah, but they're going through leaps and bounds to scare this woman. Yes. Like, these are elaborate fucking pranks.
Yes. And you know what? I've gone on record several times saying I hate a prank.
Yep.
But I like some of these pranks. I like some Halloween pranks. I like a harmless prank where no one gets their feelings hurt. That's how I feel.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. As long as nobody's feelings get hurt, I don't mind.
That's all I care about. I just don't want anyone's feelings to get hurt. But yeah, so then Roseanne walks in and Jackie's like trying to get her like back in the holiday spirit mood. And Roseanne's like, whatever. And she's pouring her cornflakes and an ear pops out. And like Jackie's like, oh my God. And Roseanne's like, whatever. She like throws it out of the cereal. Yeah,
Jackie's like, did you hear about that guy whose ear got cut off in a cornfield somewhere, and then, like, this ear pops out of the thing. So she had the setup and everything. Nothing.
Nothing. Not a response. And then we get my favorite prank, which is Dan comes in, and, like, I kind of have a thing for Dan. I'm not going to lie to you.
So you and Lauren, again, all these, she does, too.
I mean, Lauren and I are, like, very similar humans. It makes sense to me. I kind of have a thing for Dan. Anyway, so Dan comes in, and I think it's because he's so nice.
He's a good man, and you know what? John Goodman never talks about politics.
Not a single time. And you know what?
He goes out of his way not to, and I love it about him.
I don't want to fucking know, you know what it is? He's, like, he's strong. He's not, like... He's attractive, but not in a way that's intimidating. And he's just, like, a nice guy who's really into his wife. And I'm, like, about that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a good dude.
He's a good dude. So, yeah, definitely that's where I'm at on that. That's my stance.
Well, not being, like, a pushover either, you know? He maintains a firm control over his domain, you know?
Like, he's a good dude, but, like, he's still, like... He still has a sense of humor about it. Like, he can still, like, rag on you and shit. But he's a genuinely good dude who's, like, not looking for any credit for being a good dude.
Exactly. Like, I'm a good dude, but I'm constantly in search of praise and credit for being such.
That tracks.
And constant validation.
Listen, whomst among us does not need constant validation. Show me that person, and I will call them a liar. And that's why he's a rare bird, man. But anyway, so he comes in and he's like, Jackie, like, what did you do with the inside of the pumpkin? She's like, oh, it's in the garbage disposal. And he's like, oh, man. She's like, let me help you. I'll turn on the light. And I'm like, we all know where this is going.
Yeah.
And then, like, all this blood everywhere. And they're screaming. And Roseanne is just, like, calmly eating her cereal. And he, like, pulls his bloody stump out. And what I like about how bad this, like, fake hand is that you can see his fingers moving underneath it.
Yeah.
You can see him with his, like, little claw hand.
Dude, it's a real prank, you know? It's a classic prank. And sometimes you have these technical difficulties.
It's a great... Yeah, no, it feels very, like, an authentic prank and not, like, a TV prank, you know?
Yeah, it's a prank's prank.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. Me too. But, yeah, Roseanne remains unimpressed.
No. And then, okay, so... Yeah, Roseanne's not having it, and Dan's all excited because there's a party at the lodge. And listen, these fucking lodges are on television. I'm a guy. Where's my moose or elk's fucking lodge?
You don't have anything like that?
I've never. What, you think I'm like, you think I go to a lodge?
No, I know, but like, I don't know, where I grew up in Jersey, like, we had like an Elks Lodge and stuff. Like, I don't know anyone who belonged to it.
I know of them existing, but I've never known of anybody being like, oh yeah, we gotta go to the lodge.
Well, you know what it was for us? It was usually like, I mean, you can like rent them out for parties and stuff, but it was also VFWs. Like, a lot of it's geared towards veterans and a lot of it's like very old people. But that we would also have like local punk shows and stuff there.
Yeah, they like Knights of Columbus and shit like that would rent out. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think like people who join like lodges are people who just don't feel like dealing with the like social and time constraints of being like a Freemason or some shit. They're like, fuck it, I'll just join an Elks Lodge.
Totally.
Like the Shriners. I like the Shriners. They wear the little hats.
Yeah, I love Shriners the little are hats. Good. Yeah, no. I mean, it's like, I want the camaraderie, but I don't want to, like, learn the handshakes and like, do all the shit.
I mean, I think all of those, you know, secret men's clubs and societies and Elks Lodges are just, like, guys always providing an excuse to be like, I've got to go with the guys and drink tonight. There's, frankly, no other choice. I have to. It's the lodge.
I would totally agree with that.
And I like that there's this tradition, and Dan's so bummed because usually they like go out and they moon people and they play pranks and they stick fish in people's mailboxes.
Oh yeah, and like that's another thing that I really like about them, and maybe also why I like Dan. But something I like about their relationship is like they just like they seem like buddies, you know, in a way that I personally enjoy and think is fun.
Yeah, they're never not having fun. Like, their thing is, like, we're just gonna have fun whenever we can, and they keep a childlike wonder to them, which is why they're one of television's greatest couples.
They really are. Man, it's such a good show, and it's so, like, consistently funny.
It is. It really is. And let's talk about, like, the costumes in this show. Like, costumes the birds costume. Oh, my all, God. Every costume's good.
Every costume's really good. Because then, are we next with Roseanne on the couch and Darlene is going to go to, like, a Halloween party or something?
Yeah. And, okay, secretly, the whole reason why Roseanne's upset is because Becky isn't around for Halloween.
Yeah.
They don't really talk about much, but I imagine it was, like, in that in-between, like, Sarah Chalk transfer time.
Yeah.
And they just didn't have a Becky, so like, okay, we'll use this as why she's depressed and doesn't feel like celebrating Halloween.
So she disappoints Dan in that she doesn't want to go to the Elk Lodge. She isn't gonna pull a prank. Like, she's just gonna lay on the couch and like deal with trick-or-treaters and whatever. So he's bummed, but he's like, he like a little bit thinks that she's secretly pulling like a really good prank.
Yeah, and he's hoping she's pulling a prank, and she's just fucking not.
She's not, man. She's depressed.
And there was a joke earlier where Jackie's like, so, did you see the Great Pumpkin last night? And she's like, nah, Dan wore pajamas. And I'm like, all right, is the Great Pumpkin his ass?
Or yeah, it's definitely like, his butt.
I was like, is it ass or is it his dick? Well, I'm assuming it's just his ass.
It's gotta be his butt. Otherwise, he has, like, a health problem that he needs to look into.
Fair enough.
That was a funny bit.
It was good bit.
And then we're back, and Roseanne's on the couch, and she's hanging out, and trick-or-treaters are going to come, whatever. And Darlene comes out with my favorite Halloween costume that I'm going to completely lift and wear, like, next year when hopefully, like, lots of things are happening. It's a Tippi Hedren from The Birds, and it's fabulous.
It's so well done. Actually, you know, my mother did that same costume, I remember, as a kid. And now I'm wondering if she just watched Roseanne first or if she was being creative. Which I would give my mom credit for. She's that kind of person. But I wonder if she just lifted that from fucking Roseanne also now.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like when you learn your parents aren't superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not like a totally uncommon costume. Like, I think I've seen
it's how well it's done is really the thing.
Yeah. And also, I just like googled to double check. I was like, I said Tippi Hedren was the actress in The Birds. I'm like, I know that, but also after I say something like that, I'm like, I have to google it so I don't embarrass myself.
I was super stoked that you pulled that off because I didn't remember at all.
I like to be Hedron. But I did Google it. But I also read the blip that on the final day of shooting the scene, live birds were loosely tied to Hedron's costume while she laid on the floor. That's horrible.
Yeah. Certainly a different time of filmmaking.
I love Hitchcock is one of my problematic faves because I love his movies, but oh boy, he did not treat his actresses well.
Wow. No, I mean it's so hard, but you just gotta divorce these things sometimes because most people are fucking awful.
People are terrible. The way that I tend to draw the line to make just to like make peace with myself and my moralities is, if they are alive, I avoid. But if they are dead and can no longer accept royalties of any kind, I'm like, it's fine.
Okay, that's pretty good. I like that.
You know,
it's kind of like when things become like public, like when they become public domain. Yeah, you get them clearance there.
Bit.
I like that.
A little bit. Like, looking forward to when Roman Polanski dies, so I can watch Chinatown again because it's a good movie. But like
really
I'm not giving that man money.
But you're not going to like you're not going to watch a Mel Gibson movie any fucking time soon.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, I don't he's also like that's not the type of movies that I like. Like
I don't think me either. I know he's super famous, but I don't know any of his movies. Like I know Braveheart exists, but I don't think I ever saw it.
The thing is like I know they exist, but they hold no interest for me, and I think I also like I know him as an anti-Semite first and a director second.
I think that's it with me too. I mostly know him as a psychopathic racist and overall lunatic than anything.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Like, Roseanne I knew was funny first.
Exactly. Yeah. She was, like, weird but funny.
And, like, obviously, you know, it's fine. Like, okay, yeah, some people have different values than me, and I could see her being obviously on more that end of the spectrum the entire time, and that's fine. But, you know, it got psycho.
Yeah. Also, another reason that this show is so great is that the creator of Gilmore Girls was one of the writers.
That's right. Which means it's automatically fucking television gold.
Yeah, and some of the writers from the show did carry over to Gilmore Girls.
That makes sense. The incredible writing.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's just a good show, guys. I love Roseanne. Not the person. Fantastic. Tippi Hedren in the bird's costume. Can't remember the actual character's name. Sorry, I'm not going to Google it. Roseanne reminds her that she has to take her brother, who has an incredible Hannibal Lecter costume.
Yeah, not chair, what's it called? The fucking, like, forklift thing that you push him around on?
Yeah.
The hand truck. Hand truck.
It's really good. It's a really good costume, which made me think that my boyfriend will not do a couple's costume, and I normally wouldn't either, but I think it would be really funny if he was Hannibal Lecter and I was Clarice.
That's a good costume.
That's a good costume. I'd just wheel him around.
That'd be great.
That'd be so funny. And he does the line where, and he also incorrectly pronounces Chianti, just like Anthony Hopkins. And, oh man, that's a great fucking movie.
I rewatched that for the first time in like a decade recently. It's still fucking
good. It's really
good.
I watched it recently. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. But anyway.
Don't let us tell you first, but The Silence of the Lambs, it's going to be a hit. Let me tell you guys. You heard it here first.
Oh, it's a good fucking movie. But yeah, I mean, that's how you know these parents are like raising their kids right, because these are like cool costumes for Halloween.
Yeah. Cool fucking costumes. And I'll say this, for a woman so disenchanted with Halloween, she put a lot of fucking decorations up in this house.
Seriously. And like, those are costumes that they did not go to like Party City.
No, they had help with those. I know the mom help costume. Those
they
are mom
made
help
those
costumes.
For sure. That is like a mom helped me make this costume.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this is unrelated, but I just realized, you guys, I am right in the spooky mood because I am drinking, it's literally called Mother Pumpkin Ale.
Oh, I'm drinking a pumpkin thing too. I don't know, I grabbed it out of the refrigerator. It's pretty good.
Nice. So we're both getting in the spooky mood, guys.
All right, so I actually found at work recently about 30 cases of like some craft pumpkin beer that are being left behind, and a guy signed a release that he doesn't want them anymore. And I don't know if they're about 12 years old or like 1 year old. So before I took a bunch home, I took one home, and I've just been every day coming home from work looking at it like, maybe I'll try you today. I'm just not sure yet. I was gonna tonight, but then I was worried I might, you know, puke or poop or something in the middle of our podcast, which wouldn't be very good.
I appreciate you're not rolling that dice on me.
Can yeah.
I, like, look up the lot number or something?
Some you can, but some they got nothing. So like, I'm really. Like, we're talking about like 50 cases of beer I found in this abandoned house.
I would just get rid of that.
But they're good.
Like, I have an expiration date on this beer.
Some have expiration dates. Some don't. I don't know. I gotta get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All right. I like great costumes. Some good funny bits. Because Darlene has to drive him to the party, and Roseanne's like, you know, drive him there, face up, wheel him in, prop him against the wall, and your dad'll pick him up on the way back from the lodge.
Yeah, which is funny.
It's very funny, but also I feel like this kid's gonna have a really boring time at the party.
Yeah, most likely.
Unless you like put him next to somewhere that like there's a lot of gossip happening. Like put him near
the snacks. That's true, and you can just kind of be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
And soak it all in.
Yeah, put him near the snacks or like the bathroom line or something.
He can't even reach for the snacks. Or can't even, you know.
But I'm thinking
piss.
Of like a place where people congregate and like talk shit. You know,
yeah, that, no,
I feel
that's
like
definitely
eavesdropping
the spot.
Is the only thing that you can do at this party in that state.
Which isn't the worst. If I'm going to a party, that's kind of what I'm hoping for anyway.
Just listening to some hot goss.
Just listen to hot goss. Maybe have some fucking cheese spread.
I'm not mad about a cheese spread. Yeah.
Rosa and Gia hands out some, you know, begrudgingly. Hands out some candy to trick-or-treaters.
She tells them they look scary, including to a child dressed as a strawberry.
Yes, yep, you're very scary, I'm sure, she says. She passes out, and almost, it was like the second she got a knock on the door, I was like, oh shit, they're doing a Christmas Carol. I knew it. I just knew it in my heart that this was going to be a Christmas Carol episode, and I was very excited.
It is just, like, perfect for a Christmas Carol.
It really is. She opens the door, and there's this very tall, you know, ghostly figure, like classic sheet ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Classic sheet ghost, but like, you know, 6 feet tall. She's like, "What grade are you in?" And
that
he
got
explains.
A real laugh out of me.
Yeah, me too. And he just got and, you know, gives her the whole rap. Ghost of Christmas Past, show you where it all started, and. He's like, comes, he gets in the house somehow, and she's like, why would I let you in?
He like morphs through the door.
Oh, that's right. Because I remember being like, yeah, he's like, how'd you get in here? How do I know you're not just a creep and you're actually a ghost? Which, fair fucking question.
Honestly, that's a great point, because he really did look like just a dude in a sheet.
Yeah, in a woman's house while she's alone on Halloween.
Yeah, he's lucky she didn't shoot him.
Yeah,
you know, Roseanne,
you know she's got a gun, you know?
You know Roseanne has a gun.
You know,
like,
she's back.
Roseanne the human and also Roseanne the character both
have both guns. Are heavily armed.
100%. There's not a doubt in my mind.
To prove it, he lifts up the sheet, and it's just a pulsing, beating heart in the hollow sheet costume, which was really cool.
That was a really cool effect. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, that was sick. She brings him back. She brings her back into like her first Halloween,
and her first prank.
Yeah, her very first prank, which like, yo, that's a fucking prank. You're like a little kid who pretended to almost die.
Oh my god.
But yeah, sees her mother, and her mother's just, you know, being a dork, and she says, "Wow, she wasn't even cool for the 50s," which is really funny.
That is really funny.
And, of course, there's, you know, plastic over a lampshade, and just because, like, of course you would have fucking plastic over a lampshade.
Yeah, you gotta. And Roseanne is dressed like a bunny. I wish they'd let us see the baby, but I realized that they just didn't want to hire a baby, and it's easier to just have rabbit ears sticking out of the bassinet.
Exactly. And, you know, saying, like, oh, I hated that bunny suit. And Mom's like, oh, don't you love your bunny suit? And she starts, I guess, choking and turning blue as if she's about to be a dead baby.
Yeah. That's a terrifying prank. That's pretty scary.
She just goes,
that
oh, my first
friend. That was one that I, pretty sad like, about. I was like, oh, that's a bummer.
That's a prank where someone's feelings get hurt.
Yeah, that was not my favorite prank. There were a couple pranks that I was like, yeah. I don't like this.
The next prank, however, is so good. It's, you know, Roseanne and Jackie on the bed, you know, counting out their hoard and all their candy. You know, Roseanne's like, oh, you know, you hear about the apples in the candy? You gotta, you know, the razor blades in the candy? You gotta watch out for that. And Jackie's like, that's not true. That never happens. And Roseanne takes a bite of an apple and fake blood starts pouring everywhere. And she just grabs all of Jackie's candy.
It's amazing.
And like, then that's a good prank.
That's a really good prank. And she says, and the best part is I sell that candy back to her later.
Yeah, like that was a good fucking prank.
And the next one is mean, but also, like, I'm rooting for her. So I'm like, I'm okay with it. I'll allow it.
Of course. And yeah, they're at you know, a Halloween dance, and Roseanne is running the bobbing for apples booth, and her another great costume,
so good. If Ginger from Gilligan's Island never found the island,
yeah, so she's just like in a flotation device covered in seaweed but looking glamorous. It was fucking brilliant.
It's incredible. Also, can I just say right off the bat, I guess this is like college Roseanne, or maybe it's high school, I don't know, but this age of Roseanne, she appears to be like in her early 20s, is yes. A smoke show. Like,
oh, looks
the
great.
Hair, the gum chewing, the voice, the attitude. I'm like she looks incredible too. I'm just like, I'm a little bit in love with this Roseanne. And like Dan, obviously, like, it's a given, he looks great, but the two of them together, I'm like, this is a power couple.
Yeah. And some it girl, some, dare I say, bitch, shows up with Dan.
To be fair, we don't actually know anything about her.
But she's got Dan, and she's blonde, so therefore she's the bad guy. Come on, this is television.
And she's dressed like a princess, so.
Yeah, exactly. If you're dressed as a princess over six, I'm sorry, sister, we need to have a talk about the harsh realities of this world.
Truly. But also, I do feel a little bit bad for her, because, like, unless we know her as a previous character that I'm forgetting, like, I don't think she did anything wrong.
I think it might be a character that we're just not remembering from the show. Okay. That's what I think. That's what I want to think. And we're made to dislike her. At least that's what I want to do. And of course, she says, this is my date, Dan Connors. Like, you know, we would have known it's Dan. He's a large, large man who looks like Dan.
That it's really good casting.
It absolutely was him. It looks so much like him. And yeah, this, she has this woman bob for apples, this girl. And I guess she tries to kill her, right? Pretty much.
Well, no, she makes a joke to Dan. She's like, pay me $5 and I'll hold her head. But it's that she comes back up and she's covered in this blue stuff. So clearly she like put like dye or like lotion or something in the water.
And that was how they met, and it was a love built on pranksterism and Halloween. So poor Dan's heart, seeing his woman fade away from him.
I get it, man. I get it. Yeah. You know? And he asks her to dance, and it's like this very sweet moment. And then she's walking with, like, you know, we're about to go into the next scene or whatever. She's walking with the ghost, and she's like, She's like, that's it? Like, I wanna see. I had some other really good pranks, and she like is naming them or whatever. And the ghost is laughing.
She's like, I want to see the prank where I put a coonskin cap on a skateboard and rolled it down the middle of the street, screaming, "Oh no, my dog!" Like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
And the ghost is like laughing. I was like, you know, if you could make the ghost of Halloween Past laugh, like, that's pretty great.
Yeah, and clearly you have a gift.
Like, you're an accomplished Halloween prankster. Mm.
She returns, and she's starting to feel it. She's starting to remember the magic of Halloween, but the second knock comes on her door after that.
Yeah, because she wakes up. Well, the thing is, she wakes up, and she goes, oh, it was all a dream. And this is our first of, like, three it was all a dream fake-outs.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it was all a dream. And then she gets another knock, and it's just an adult man dressed as candy corn.
It's such a creepy but great outfit.
It's so good.
It's just like a big middle-aged guy in a candy corn outfit. It's so good. He brings her to the lodge. Where we see, and it's like, this is like my worst nightmare. Like, all my friends talking about not liking something I've cooked for them. Like, that's like my fucking nightmare right there. They're talking about how they don't like her pumpkin cookies, and he's like, oh no, you're not supposed to see that. And he shows her them like, oh, I wish Roseanne was here. That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're all talking about how they miss Roseanne, and she's like, I get it, I get it. They like me, whatever. And, you know, am I supposed to be moved by this? And he's like, no, they're all having a bad Halloween because you're not here, and it's your fault because you didn't come. And then they all start talking shit about her. They talk shit about the pumpkin cookies.
And they talk shit about how some of her
pranks are mean. And even Dan's like, hey, guys, try living with her. And I'm like, Dan, yeah. We're rooting for you.
Poor fucking Rose. Like, that's all of our worst nightmare right there. It's all of your friends at a party without you talking about all the ways you suck.
It's not ideal. Right. It's why we shouldn't be able to see into places that we are not. Because I'm sure that my friends have been out without me and been like, you know, it's really fucking annoying, though. You know?
Oh,
and
of course.
Don't want to know. I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
First of all, I'm pretty self-aware. I know the ways that I suck. I just don't want to hear my friends say it. And heaven knows I'm doing the same about them. So yeah. It's okay. We'll call it even. It's fine.
It's fine. Just don't tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, like, don't ass-dial me, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Anytime I talk shit about anyone, I, like, look at my phone constantly.
I remember once when I was young, I was really fucked up, and, like, I sent this thing to a friend, like, talking shit about another friend who, you know, totally bailed on us and stuff, and, like, you know.
Oh, no,
and,
I know where it's going.
And it went to him, and I just said, sorry, dude, that was totally about you and not to you. My bad. And he just said, it's cool, man. I was, like, so fucking happy that he was just like, all right, I'll give it to him. He's fine.
I mean, you were upfront with it. I once...
Like, what am I gonna say? Like, oh, just kidding, you know?
No. I've only done something like that really, I think once. I screenshotted a message that a guy sent me and meant to send it to my friend, and instead sent him the screenshot of our exact conversation. I think I wrote underneath "lol."
I once texted, I meant to text my ex-girlfriend's little brother saying, hey, dude, this is like 8 years ago, hey, dude, wanna buy my bong, but who I accidentally sent it to was her mother, who was extremely conservative, and she's just like, you're joking, right? And I said, yeah, that was that. Like, I just played a prank and asked this woman if she wanted to buy my bong or not.
That's not great.
No, life's hard. But Dan's costume is so good. Dan and Jackie's costume, I should say, is so sick.
It's so good.
He's just a gigantic Marie Antoinette with Jackie playing the head that's cut off the body, and it's so funny.
And it was obviously meant to be Roseanne, but Jackie did a nice thing and was the backup.
Yeah, because Rosie just wasn't feeling it and refused to go to the lodge party. And even if you're not into Halloween, go to the fucking party. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Parties are fun.
Yeah, once you... I get not wanting to go, and I get not wanting to dress up, but once you get there, it's fine.
It'll be a good time once you get there. It's like going to the gym, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you really don't want to go. You're dragging your feet. But once you do, you're glad you went.
Yeah, absolutely. If only she could listen to us.
Seriously. So then they go back, and she's on the couch again, and then the door knocks again, and then it is the ghost of Halloween Future, and he is, like, a big, spooky pumpkin head on, like, some, like, raggedy clothes. You know, he's kind of Jack Skellington, kind of the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, it's just, like, a big, scary, pumpkin-headed man.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, which is more than we need here. And
that they hired an extremely tall man or had, like, a tall man wearing, like, stilts?
It's probably just a regular dude holding something.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he's on stilts.
That's a great point. That's way smarter.
He's got something on his shoulders.
I was like, he's obviously wearing the pumpkin head. This is the only logical explanation.
This dude is walking around on stilts?
Yeah, maybe.
He's not like that tall. He's probably like, you know, like 7 feet. He's tall, but he's not like a, you know, Like, still necessary.
I just, like, in my head, I was like, it just never occurred to me that maybe the pumpkin was, like, separate.
Not his actual head.
It wasn't on his head.
It's possible.
It's like, I mean, maybe he's wearing lifts. I don't know.
That could be it. This made me so sad, though, because he steps right outside, and he's like, you've already stepped into Halloween Future, and this is where it's going, and these kids come to the door, and they're like, oh, remember when this used to be the cool house to go to, which bums me out, because we didn't decorate our house this year, and we used to be in the cool house to go to.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, shit, we suck. Oh, like, our kid's going to come to our door all sad? I hope not.
You have time.
No, we don't. I don't think we have a day off, but maybe I'll just get a bunch of full candy bars and like leave them out. Like, who can be mad at the full candy bar guy, right?
That's true. Yeah.
That'll make up for it.
I think so.
I'll pay him off with our lack of creativity this year.
Oh my god. I mean, yeah. Could you do like something small?
I really wish we could. It's not up to me, man, and no, that's not an option. It's a lot or nothing.
I get that. I am the same way in many capacities. I understand.
Maybe we'll come up with something last minute, but so he just stays at the door as Halloween's go by, and she's getting dorkier and dorkier as the years go by. It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah, she's like, she's very much like her mom was in the 50s, but an old lady. And she's like, don't do the Satan worshipping for the holiday. It's a holiday for treats and fun, not Satan.
That was really
like,
funny.
Okay. And
she's
like,
giving out toothpaste and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's with Darlene. Darlene does a prank where she, like, cuts her fingers off when she's chopping a cucumber, which, like, anyone could have seen was going to happen from a mile away. And she yells at her, and she's like, oh. And then Dan is leaving her. He leaves her because she sucks now.
And Roseanne, in, you know, hanging out with the ghost of Halloween Future, is, like, agreeing, like, leave her already. She fucking sucks.
Yeah. And then we cut to even more in the future, and she's just her mother, but with Jackie, who's also old and single.
Yeah, which is what I've learned is every woman's fantasy is being their mother, so.
Yeah, but you know what I don't like? I don't like this whole idea that being an elderly, like this whole spinster thing.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything fucking wrong with that. If I want to be alone in my old age because I fucking earned it.
Absolutely. Some people aren't meant to have other people. It's okay as long as they're happy.
Yeah. There are other things in life, you know?
Yes. Amen. I'm with you. And so I don't fault Jackie at all, but I do fault Roseanne for becoming a fucking dud.
Yeah, well, that is on her because she stopped believing in the magic of Halloween, so. You know,
it's a problem we will never have, and nor will any of you listening.
No, all tens of you.
Listen, this one's doing her demographic checks, but if there's one thing I know, we have 100% listenership of people with Halloween spirit, and that's the stat that matters to me.
That is the truth. Oh man, so she's like, you know, it's her real like come to Jesus, you know, come to Pumpkin King moment. And she is like, I gotta go to the party.
Yeah, she. And at this point, I literally was just like, get to the lodge, Roseanne. Get to the lodge. Like, I was like a kid watching a cowboy show.
Run.
And she puts together this costume in a snap. Shows up at the lodge as Our Lady Liberty. I don't know how she got that together so quick.
Well, to be fair, she did not put a ton of, like, she didn't cover herself in green makeup, which I thought was a good touch. She did the spray paint in the hair. But I don't think it's a long costume. If she had it laying around, I don't think it's a hard costume to get ready
for. If she had it laying around, that's fine. But if she built it from scratch and she's, like, needs to get to this party that's halfway over, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, I feel like it could be one that she already, like, had.
That's
going.
True. But she also had to have a prank to accompany it.
Mm.
So, but she shows up, she dresses as a Statue of Liberty, asks for a light, and, like, you know, her little torch lights up, and everyone's like, this is what we waited for. She's like, no, this is. And she just sticks it up to a fucking smoke detector, and everybody's costumes get rained on.
Now, I don't know how you feel, but I did not enjoy this prank. I just kept thinking, you're ruining the party for everyone.
Yeah, but you know what? I did feel the same way. I was like, okay, and everyone's like costumes are fucked up.
And all
but
the food same time, is wet? I just kept thinking about how all the food was wet.
Yeah, but at the same time, they made fun of her.
They did. They did.
So you know what?
But like, fuck, she shows up and she can't have any of the snacks. All the liquor's watered down because it was in that gross open punch bowl. Also, I look at those things now with like COVID eyes being like, that is repulsive.
The things we used to do. Horrible. Like, as just like, you know, these little chemists just like, throw this in it and this in it and mix it the fuck up and everyone
it's
will stick their...
open. And oh my god. And he used... At one point when they're at the party, Dan uses the ladle to give Jackie some of the liquor, like some of the punch. He doesn't put it in a cup. He just ladles it into her mouth. And I'm like, her mouth is touching it.
Listen, we live in a world where out there there's people doing body shots off strangers. So, you know.
I know. And, like, I used to be one of those people.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that is disgusting.
It's never happening again.
No. Listen. That is, like, I think
I have faith that one day you'll take a body shot off a stranger again.
You know, God willing.
I have hopes for you. And
no, I'm too old
now. Paramount
amongst
them.
My body shot days are behind me. But, you know, I'd like to not be repulsed by them.
Yeah, I think they were always pretty repulsive.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends. Also, depends the body a lot, too.
Yeah, I've seen some bad ones. I've seen some, like, hairy belly button situations.
She also bought a bunch of pumpkin cookies, which when the fuck did she make these?
Well, I don't know if she did. She was like, I've got a trunk full of pumpkin cookies. I don't know if she really does. I think she was just saying it.
But
because she did not have that time. How long is that party going on for?
Exactly.
She had a whole experience of the metaphysical variety and got dressed and still made it to the party before it ended?
Well, it's possible she was just outside of space and time.
That's
when
true.
That all happened. It could have happened in an instant in Ghosts of Future Past and Present world.
That's true. Although, for the present, she was there in real time, so...
Yeah, fuck. Wow, this is some heady shit right here.
It's complicated. It's a complicated timeline.
She's just like this, you know, bellowing classic Roseanne laugh she's letting out as everybody gets soaked, letting you know for sure that the spirit is alive and well with her once again.
Once again. Yeah. And that was it. Great app.
It was a great fucking app.
It's a great app.
So what are we doing next week? Do we know?
I think we were going to do another Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's right.
There's one like witches.
I am thinking of one. The first season, where Corey is turning into a werewolf. That's really good.
Corey, Boy Meets World.
It's called Werewolf. Who's Afraid of Corey Wolf, I believe, and it's incredible. Spoiler alert, he's not turning into a werewolf. He's going through puberty.
I know, he's going through puberty. I remember that one.
It's
good. Season 2. All right, we can do that, or we can do the witch one. Holland recommend the witch one, but if you want to do that one, I'm good for that.
No, because I love early season Boy Meets World.
Me
when
too.
These were just like dumb kids making good jokes.
Absolutely, I'm good at that. Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, so next week we're gonna do Boy Meets World: Who's Afraid of Corey Wolf, season 2, episode 6.
Beautiful. I'm there.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening once again, and we will see you next week for what I believe is our finale.
Oh, shit. Look at that. How time flies.
How it flies indeed. Yeah.
We'll wrap it up, and then we'll see you next year again. See, we're such low-maintenance friends.
We're low-key as hell.
Yeah, I mean, these podcasts, they're dropping one a week, and then there's a little in-between thing they're dropping and teasers.
God,
no. We're not going to do that to you.
What do I need?
You pop in a few times
a
year. You say hello. That's all.
You know, we are the kind of friends that you can text once every 2 months and nothing will have changed and we won't be mad at you.
Absolutely.
We'll be like, oh, cool. Good to hear from you. And, like, then we can, like, catch up and move on with our lives, you know?
And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. We're low commitment. All right. We will see you guys next week for some Boy Meets World. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.